The House is set to take up legislation that would block most liability lawsuits against gun manufacturers and gun dealers. If approved, this legislation would immediately derail suits filed by cities and by shooting victims. The Senate has already passed this bill, which is one of the top legislative priorities of the gun industry. Gun makers and dealers say they want it as protection against bankruptcy. Here's NPR's Larry Abramson.
Sandy Abrams runs a corner gun shop called Valley Gun in Baltimore, Maryland. Abrams says he takes every required precaution to make sure that gun purchasers use their weapons safely.
We're required to provide a lock. We're required to validate his identification. We're required to do background checks. We're required to do waiting periods. We do many, many other things, but there is a limit.
Abrams, who is on the board of the National Rifle Association, says he cannot follow a buyer home and can't prevent a shooting years after a sale. But Abrams and others in the industry say that's exactly what gun control groups are asking for by filing negligence suits against gun dealers and manufacturers. Abrams says the bill would only prevent small businessmen like himself from being driven into bankruptcy by a suit.
This bill becomes law, does not protect a dealer illegally selling firearms. It never did. If the dealer is doing something illegal, he can be sued, he can be arrested.
Abrams and the gun industry may soon get the protection that they want. The legislation before the House would put a big roadblock in front of groups like the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence. The Brady Campaign has filed a number of suits. One led to a settlement in which the maker and the seller of the gun used in the Washington, D.C. sniper shootings paid damages to victims' families. Brian Siebel, an attorney with the Brady Campaign, admits that not all of these suits have been successful, but he says the court should decide which ones go forward.
What Congress wants to do is strip away the power of courts to make that decision. Congress essentially wants to try all these cases in advance, not even knowing the facts. And we think that's wrong.
The Brady Campaign just barely avoided defeat on this issue in 2004. Then the gun liability measure was all set to pass the Senate when Democrats attached a poison pill, a renewal of the assault weapons ban. That law is so hated by the NRA and other gun rights groups, the leadership dropped both measures entirely. But since then, the assault weapons ban has expired, and the stars are aligned in favor of immunity from lawsuits for the gun industry. Supporters of the measure have cast the law as a kind of tort reform measure needed to block frivolous lawsuits. But the Brady Campaign's Brian Siebel says very few suits have gone forward.
We do not bring a lawsuit every time someone is shot. We bring lawsuits when we can establish on the facts that someone has acted negligently and thereby caused someone to be shot.
It's not clear just how big an impact the suits would have if no legislation were passed. What is clear is that the passage of the liability protection law will be another big political victory for the NRA and its allies. Professor Robert Spitzer teaches at the State University of New York at Cortland. He says that gun control groups had great hopes for these suits as a way to pressure the industry.
To get them to behave more responsibly and to have them produce a safer product, just as, for example, the lawsuits against the cigarette industry were used to dissuade people from smoking.
Gun control advocates say if they lose the vote in Congress, they will turn to the last resort of all activists. They will go to court and challenge the constitutionality of the gun immunity bill. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.